Welcome back,
man.
Howdy. I've forgotten how to do this.
Howdy. How are you, bro?
I'm great. How are you guys, actually?
No, for sure. Yeah, it's been a while, but we're back and we're looking to be consistent. And we hope you guys have been safe and enjoying your time with your family and friends and loved ones. And yeah.
Couldn't have been a perfect time, more perfect time.
You feel me?
It's the season of giving, right?
You know what I mean? And things are heating up.
They are. NBA is getting kind of crazy. College has been my, like, I've paid a lot more attention to college than the NBA. So if you guys flame me in the comments, I earned it.
You know? Okay. Yeah. But that'd be good, though, because I've been paying more attention to the NBA, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So we That's can kind of, awesome. You know, yeah. kind of bounce off each other a little bit.
We usually come in with a plan. I have no plan.
I got some notes.
You do have some notes. Okay, cool.
First time. I'm back. Howdy. I have some notes. But let me know what you're thinking first, man. What you want to start with college? What you want to go NBA first?
I mean, opening thoughts-wise, I mean, obviously, shout out to them Hogs. We got put in a bowl game, you know what I'm saying? We can clap it up for the
football,
Hogs.
Football, that is.
Football, no. Yeah, football.
Yep, yep.
Razorback basketball is doing pretty good, too. We're number 10 in the country.
Ranked number 10, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about them, though?
I'm a little worried about them, I'm going to be honest with you. I would like to see us shoot the ball a lot better from the three-point line.
Word.
I think from a talent standpoint, it's one of the more talented teams we've had in a while.
I agree.
I'm a little worried about our ability to shoot the three ball.
Yeah.
We've allowed teams that we're 30 points better than, you know, we've only beat them by 15.
Kind of linger around a little bit.
Yeah, linger around a little bit more than I'd like. Obviously, we've got a lot of star power, JD, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably one of the more dynamic backcourts that we have. Jay Will is a solid, solid big man.
He's been playing great.
He's a charge card.
He's the glue. He's the glue for sure. He's been playing great. I don't know if you're watching, bro, but no, shouts to Jay Will, man. I'm liking everything that he's offering on the court for sure.
I would like to see you shoot it a little bit more.
He's very, very unselfish on the court. Mm-hmm. Very. You can tell that he's looking to pass.
Yeah.
I would like him to be a little more aggressive. That's just me, but you know. You know, that's our guy, too, so we kind of want him to cook up.
Yeah, for real. But Jay Will is our guy.
That's our guy. So, you know, if you're watching, bro, yeah, take a three, my brother.
Shoot one.
I got my hands up with you. Three, mop. You feel me? I got my joints up with you, bro. But the Zags, I have them on the list. Can you kind of break down how you feel about them, maybe?
I think they, for whatever reason, they returned some. Obviously, they returned Timmy. They pick up Chet, number one. Overall recruit, right? I think he was number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, very highly talented recruit out of high school.
Something like KD, ain't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Uh-huh, that's what I was thinking.
Andrew Nimhard, very good guard.
Yep.
What's the kid's name? I'm drawing a blank. Watched it last night.
Who? I don't know.
I can't remember, but dude kind of got a lot of hair. Light skinned guy. Kinda.
One of the guards.
He's like a small forward. Yeah, wing guy.
I know you're talking about.
He's really solid. They have a decent bench. Mm-hmm. They're not as dominant as they were last year, but I do love the fact that they are playing a very front-heavy schedule.
They are, though.
Very front-heavy
First time schedule. In a long time, right? Mm-hmm.
West Coast Conference-wise, you know, you got St. Mary's or St. Mary. But other than that, like, most of these, like Arkansas, when we get into SEC play, we play Kentucky,
yep.
We play Tennessee,
yep.
Play Florida, play Bama, play, you know, Texas A&M. I hadn't kept up with them too much. Shout out to our guy Ethan. He's over there, transferred out. But, you know, South Carolina's not great. Auburn's going to be solid.
Yep.
You know, like we have some teams in the SEC. It's one of the more talented conferences, I think. And, no matter what, we could be number one in the country. We get everybody's best game.
That's true.
You know, every night in the SEC. So,
that's true.
We tend to beat ourselves up later in the year versus kind of coast. You know,
right.
And that's where Gonzaga goes. Obviously, they've played a gauntlet of a front, front heavy schedule. They played Texas.
Yep.
They played Texas early on. Then they played Duke.
They played Duke.
Now they played Bama.
And lost both of those.
They did lose both of those.
Not too worried.
I'm not too worried, but I don't think they don't need a lot of hype, I don't think. I think they're starting to kind of get exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really just about being physical, controlling the boards. You know, Timmy's going to get his. Chet is, I don't think he's living up to the hype.
Really?
In my personal opinion.
What is he averaging, you know?
I don't know his average, but I do know he has missed a lot of wide open threes.
Okay.
In the Duke game and last night, again, at the time of this recording, Bama had played last night. So it's, you know, December 5th. They played on the 4th. He went missing. He didn't go missing. Like, he was a force on the board. He's 7-2 or 3, should be.
Yeah.
He should be on there. You know, should be getting every board.
Yep.
But,
13.3 points right now, 7.4 rebounds, 2.4 assists. His field goal percentage is 66%.
Shout out to Lainey. Y'all can't see Lainey. That is, you she is behind go. The TV.
You know how I go.
We're working. We're still working on hashtag free Lainey.
We still working.
It's been a while.
We still working. We, you know.
We're getting there.
It's in the works.
Yeah, we're gonna be very close. Averaging 13. That's not bad.
Yeah, I was expecting a little more, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, y'all know me. I'm a hater first, I've heard, so I've been told.
That's the thing.
That's what I've said. That's what I've been told.
It's okay, Clay. Everybody tells me I'm a hater too, but whatever.
So, you know, Chet, he's physicality from high school to college is very different. I mean, these guys, like, everybody wants a shot at you.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I'm not worried about the Zags, but they'll be a deep run tournament team. They always have been, always will be. Mark Few is a great coach. X's and O's wise, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy, I don't know how people can't guard him. I really don't.
That footwork crazy. I've been trying to tell you that.
Yeah, I understand, but like...
That footwork nice, bro.
But he's so fundamental with it. It's like, just take away a shoulder.
Right. But you know, people don't respect fundamentals anymore.
No,
and that's the key, I think, when you find him like scoring in bunches like he does. They can't keep up with the footwork, man. It's simple to us. You know what I mean? But, you know, out there, they like, oh, man, that's crazy footwork. They used to everybody trying to go between the legs. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
he gonna get
shoulder fake, up and under.
Yeah, he going to catch you, bump you a couple of times, shoulder fake, up, under, or up, you know, whatever. If you jump, if he shows you the ball and you jump, it's over with.
It's GG.
Put it in the book. He scored.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not worried about the Zags. I don't know who would come out. I don't know who's going to come out on top, obviously. Early on, it's... Oh, and they played UCLA, too. I mean, dismantled UCLA.
Yeah. For sure. I forgot about that.
We can clap it up for that tough schedule. Like,
yeah, you gotta show them some love there. I mean, they lost a couple, but it's like they are putting themselves in position to play some of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to respect that. Again, to your point, I would like to see Chet be a little more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 13, for them to say he's a top five, like, picking the next draft is kind of crazy to be averaging 13. I ain't trying to hate on him either, but...
Well, dude last night had him going number one over Paulo.
I can't do that. Not I can't either. See that one. Now, Paulo, crazy.
He's good.
Now, that's a big guard. Like, hey, that man is hooping, bro.
He's kind of a thicker PG to me.
Yeah?
Like, his mid-range game is solid. I love when Duke runs that 1-4 high or kind of the horns look and they try to isolate him on the elbow.
Word.
Catch, face up. You know, pick your poison. I can drive and kick. I can drive and score.
Mm-hmm.
I can back it out, shoot the three, or I can catch. And if you don't have a hand up, I can shoot the midi.
That's what I'm saying. Three-level scorer right there,
very
bro.
Very dynamic guard.
Yeah, I'm taking him number one, man. I'm taking him number one. I think he's NBA ready already. I think, you know what I'm saying, you mentioned something about him, like, having some issue with, like, cramps and, you know, stuff like that. Once they get that taken care of, I ain't gonna get him out of there, bro.
Is this the dude that they said loses 8 pounds a game because he cramps so much?
That's Paulo, yep.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure that out.
Oh, that's easy.
That's not healthy.
No,
know they're gonna send them NBA people over there. Them scientists that's at Portland. Oh, yeah, they'll get them on that.
Go ahead.
Work that out.
Speaking of which, you went to Portland and got to see a pretty cool building.
I did, bro. I did. I went to visit LeBron's building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's new. LeBron had a big, I don't know, I guess a hand or input in, like, everything that he wanted designed. And you can tell LeBron was, like, really, really a part of the creation of the building. And it looks amazing, bro. I did that with Bleacher Report.
Shout out.
For those who haven't seen that, then, you know, just... Go to Bleacher Report, type that in. It's probably one of the more popular videos on their channel. Yeah. But nah, bro, it was like elite, bro. I was surprised, like, that technology is different, bro. It's different. So anybody that's, you know, receiving the opportunity to kind of train there or just even visit, you have the opportunity to see so much, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they pretty much put you on the same stuff that LeBron is on.
Yeah, when you told me, like, bro, they got a camera in the court, what? And it can see, like, if the traction pattern is allowing slippage off this cut or whatever, and I then promise. They go and change the traction pattern.
Yep.
That is a elite level of detail.
Elite, bro. Elite, for sure. Like,
who thinks of that?
I don't know, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you can put on the little whatever. Something very small where you can hoop in and it tracks your heart rate and how much you're sweating. And if you're shooting, it can show you, like, the percentage of your makes without the shooting machine and your arch on the shot. It's just different stuff, bro. It's just different out there. The force, when applied on that court, it shows you how much force you're giving off when you're crossing over or planting. Different, bro. Different technology, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they breaking everything down, bro. They making players elite over there on that side. LeBron's building. It was tough. It was tough,
that's
for
awesome.
Sure.
That's a good segue, because LeBron and the Lakers are struggling right
now. Man, what's up, though? Talk to me. Are they just old?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think it's more so just kind of like, I think it's age, but also not. I mean, they're dealing with a big-time injury bug, I feel like. I feel like AD's hurt all the time. LeBron, obviously, you know, he went into health and safety protocol, but before then, he was out with, like, a strained. Was it a groin?
It was a strained abdominal muscle.
Oh. Abdominal muscle.
And I saw this thing on Twitter, just a funny side note, and it says, this is why I don't have abs, so I don't get to strain.
Oh, dang.
You don't have to strain them. Anyways,
hey, that's crazy.
That's kind of the life I'm living right now. I've gained. Since the last time we potted, I think I've gained like 20 pounds.
Terrible. I don't think it's been quite 20.
I'm like 195, bro.
I can't see it, though.
Well, that's good.
No, I really can't.
The little, like, horrible facial hair probably hides it a little bit.
No, you're straight, though. You look elite. You good. Straight, bro. You can still shoot that hole.
A little bit.
That's all that matter. Get out there. Hey, get something up. You feel me?
Lace them up. Hey, but so they're not lacing them up.
Nah, Lakers.
They're like 11 and 10.
Damn. They worse than the Clippers. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
It's bad, but they got Malik over there finally.
They do. I mess with Malik for sure.
You know, I don't understand why they're struggling very much. Like I said, I haven't kept up too much with the pro game, but I do know that every night I look at it, it's like, and they barely won, or wow, they got blown out.
Yeah.
They've lost three in a row, or, you know, something's bad. And I, you know, it's probably because they got rid of our guy Caruso.
Now, Caruso hooping. Now, I'm going to get to the Bulls later in the show. But, yeah, that's a great point. I think they made – what's the word I'm looking for? I think they kind of went all in on a few players that they should have kind of – I don't want to say chilled on.
They put their eggs in too many baskets?
Yeah, because, you know, at first – and I'm not even against the Russell Westbrook trade, really. Mm-hmm. But I do think it was kind of blown up. So now that, you know, he's not performing at that standard, it seems bigger than what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But Westbrook been playing like this, really. I mean, he's not playing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, he was on the same type of time in Washington.
Yep. But I forget he was there, dude.
You feel me? Like, he was, you know, when I was watching him, you know, because, you know, shout out to my guy Bradley Beal. He's still cooking. But when I was watching him with Bradley Beal, he was pretty much on the same type of time. They weren't winning. But you can't blame everything on Russ, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But the trade seems so big at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, who do we blame? Let's go straight to Russ.
Right.
When in reality, basketball, especially on the NBA level, is a team sport, guys.
Yeah.
So we just can't pinpoint Russ only. Now, you know, he's made some mistakes. Don't get me wrong. Like, the turnovers have been crazy some games. But I think it's just coming down to kind of gelling. I think they're having a hard time kind of find those pieces, like, that can really work together. To your point, a guy like Caruso can fit into any system and kind of bring that out of the players and the team and the organization. So, you know, I feel like they need somebody like a Caruso. It's a lot of bucket getters, but when they don't get buckets, they don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what the issue is with the Lakers, bro. Like, we know they can score it.
Yeah,
but what
absolutely.
Else can y'all do? You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Anybody can score in the league. And also, I think it's unfair to Russ because he's got that villain.
You feel me?
Persona. Like, he screams, he's loud, he's flamboyant, it's kind of like Chad Ochocinco was, you know, he's just not as, like,
great example.
He's not as broad spectrum as that, you know. Obviously, he wears some very questionable stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But on the court, he's kind of villainized for no reason.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about a guy that's averaged triple doubles for however many seasons. I mean, it's never been done before.
That's true.
And, you know, part of that is hating on greatness too. But, you know, It's very different. I think they put too much star power and not enough role players. I think
that's it.
Which is
That's it. Short,
which is exactly what you just said. You take a guy out like Caruso who fills the lanes. He takes charges. He gets put back dunks. He gets rebounds, tries to get steals. He takes a load off, because if Caruso picks up three fouls, that's okay.
Right.
But if you have Bron, AD, and Russ on the same floor at the same time, and they all have two, and then one, you pick one up, somebody else picks one up, and it's like, now we have to kind of mix and match. It's a lot harder to put a lineup around three superstars than it is around two superstars and three role players.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Yep.
But do you want to talk about the Bulls now, or is there something else you wanted to go into?
No, let's get into the Bulls, man. My application is pending.
Application I'll put that for out what? There.
Bandwagon application, actually. I may be leaving the Clippers. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I need to talk to PG, work that out. Mm-hmm. But I like the Bulls, bro. And I hate it because I am, like, one of those guys that's jumping on the bandwagon. But I'm going to be honest about it. I am. They're hooping. They look good. They share the ball. And I didn't think initially that DeMar would come in and fit the system quite as well as he, has. Didn't really see any problems with Lonzo. You know what you're getting from Lonzo. Zach LaVine is already established there.
Yep.
I was like, DeMar, that might be too much. Like, he's such a slasher. Like, I don't know. I was wrong, bro. I was wrong. He's coming in off that mid-range, going to work. And they look good, bro. Like, the team understands, like, hey, let's get the ball to DeMar and Zach.
You're right.
Gotta respect that. And we move the ball around and try to find great looks.
A very underrated scorer Zach LaVine is.
Come on.
He's almost like Brad Beal.
You know,
he averages however many a night.
Yep.
He'll go get you 40. He can get you 25 if he needs to. But I want to make a point to everybody that is either denying or sort of putting Jay's application to the back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, holler at me.
Let's talk about this. The Warriors won. They almost three-peated, or they did. They won a lot of rings. They were in the playoffs, in the finals all the time.
Yeah.
At that point, people start to kind of jump on the bandwagon because they have done something.
Right.
Ever hear me out? In Chicago, y'all ain't really done anything.
They ain't done you nothing yet. So
you're kind of early,
It's still premature, really.
It is.
That's what I was thinking.
It's still very premature. So, yes, sir.
Right there. Yeah, we back. We back for sure.
In Chicago, you got the ghost 23 that hangs over you all the time. Like,
yeah.
Y'all haven't done anything since then, right? Big shoes to fill. Big J's to fill.
For those who want to hit us with them, man, you can't say that D-Rose. D-Rose did go crazy, but he ain't never get the Bulls the ring. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just, we mess with D-Rose heavy. This is a house full of D-Rose fans.
Absolutely.
But
has an autographed Derrick Rose.
Come on, man. Yeah, y'all seen that.
Definitely one of my all-time favorite players.
Derrick
Rose has always been one of my favorite players for sure. But I would like to say that if the Bills organization would have put people in positions. What?
Bulls.
I said Bills. If the Bulls organization would have put people in positions to help Derrick Rose the way, the Lakers have, or, now, if they would have done that then, oh, my God, they would have been so good.
Yeah.
Like the way the Knicks have kind of allowed him to fit into that. Sort of like the Lakers did Melo, kind of what you're saying. The way the Lakers have been helping Melo out.
Yeah, exactly. I think about that often. I think about how good they could have been. And it's always pre-injury Derrick Rose, because he'll never get back to how he was. Which is sad, but I think about how good they could have been if they would have had all the pieces they needed.
Yeah. True. That's nicely said. Nicely said.
So, right. Do you think you're going to get accepted?
Yeah. So from my vid that I posted via Instagram, it looks like a lot of people kind of want me to join. They're saying I'm okay to join.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you guys on the next pod. Now, the next pod, you'll have an answer if I'm packing up and moving from LA to Chicago. I'll let you guys know. Right now, I'm leaning towards them Bulls, man.
That's a temperature shock, too.
It is.
You're going from sunny and 75 to cloudy and -3.
That's something
right
to
now.
Think about, too. So, I'm making a big time adjustment here. A big time adjustment. But, again, I'm playing it cool because no Kawhi.
Yeah.
We're struggling without Kawhi, obviously. But, hey, man, Bulls look good. New age Bulls look really, really good, bro.
You got a lot of playmakers. I think Lonzo was a great add because he's a very unselfish guard.
Yeah.
Somebody that almost sort of like who's the best example? He's really – this is not a comparison, but in a way, it's very similar to kind of the way Nash was. Like, he could shoot, he could hit the shots if he needed to, but like, if he got the rebound and saw, you know, Amari down the, I mean,
he
like,
getting off of that,
getting up, yeah. We're advancing ahead.
Yeah,
he does a really good job of that. I think the Bulls do a really good job of almost playing like a college team. They fill the lanes on the fast break, you know, and they find the open guy. They're very unselfish, which is what's fun to watch. Like, that type of basketball is fun to watch.
No, it is, though.
Like, we were watching the girls' game today, and shout out to the girls. They won by 17, but, like, there were some instances where their opponent was, like, the guard came off a pick. She split.
Yeah.
She got to the teeth of defense. Our girl slides down to the corner because the corner girl came to help.
Yep.
She sees that the corner is occupied, so she swung it to the wing.
Yeah.
Then the wing girl catches it. She knows the help that her man's rotating back to her, which then leaves the corner open.
Got it.
She catches it, go immediately to the corner.
Yep.
They missed the shot, but like,
good basketball.
That basketball is so much more fun to watch when it's almost like hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hold on to it for very long. And that's awesome.
No, we appreciate that for sure. That type of basketball, I always appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's something I wish I could get, you know, wish the Mavs would get on too. They share the ball really well at points, but I feel like Luka, you know, he's a volume shooter. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll have 23 on 20 shots. Doesn't mean, now, does he need to take all 20? Probably not. He could go kinda get mess with it, 30 though, if he wanted to, but right. Like, at the same time, I don't want Luka to develop into this James Harden in Houston kind of thing.
Yeah,
know, like, back good it point. Out, come set me a pick, and I may throw it to you, but I'm probably going to shoot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we were testing y'all, the Clippers, in the playoffs because Tim Hardaway, Maxi Kleber, or whatever, they, like, corner threes and wing threes, they were getting.
Yep.
Because,
for sure,
you know, come set a pick, short roll, catch middle, now defense collapses.
Whoop, whoop.
Options.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope they kind of get back on that. But that's also a Rick Carlisle offense. You know, everybody wanted to touch the ball.
He's coaching the Pacers now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got Jason Kidd, the Mavs now, right? As the head coach, I believe.
I think so. I've been so out of the loop, man.
I'm pretty sure Jay Kidd is the head coach.
Yeah, so. I'm pretty positive, too. I'll double check, though, real quick.
The Mavs look decent, though.
Mm-hmm.
They look decent. They're right where I expected them to be.
Yeah.
You know, they'll make a push towards the end of the season. So they should fifth, sixth, about where you
middle of the pack. Yeah. Kind of where you want to be. You don't want to be top heavy. You want to be that underdog that kind of goes and serves.
Word.
I mean, rather than be the top dog and get everybody's best game every night.
Yeah.
Yep. Head coach of the Dallas Mavericks is Jason Kidd.
Man, Jason Kidd had Giannis at the one and they called him foolish. You remember that?
Yep. Man. Now look.
Man, that's what I'm saying. They be on the stuff, man. Hey, look at them goats. All right, so moving on from the new age Bulls, man, there's a couple of other new things that's been happening in the NBA, which I know you're aware of. The new patch. They said my guy Harden this patch with the new rule. I guess you can call it the new patch. I call it the new patch. But, you know, the new rule and then the new basketball. I want your thoughts on both of those. They say the basketball is kind of affecting the players, too. It's not affecting Steph Curry, but we'll talk about that later. But certain players, you know what I'm saying, they're not really feeling it, bro. Not really feeling it. And then, of course, the foul rule has changed.
Yeah.
Are you in favor of the new
I am a foul? Huge fan of the foul rule.
Yeah, talk to
I
me.
I love that. I hated that he could just kind of do this.
Who was he? Harden?
Yes. He could probe and somebody stick their hand out and he just kind of wrap up under like, hey. It's a foul, but not really.
Word.
Like, You're seeking out contact.
Yeah.
Now, if you go up and I come down and I initiate contact, 100%, get your 3 free throws. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come up and through and you seek out contact and you, like, I mean, if you're shooting 20 free throws a game.
Yeah, I know. That, like, hurts. Now he's getting, like,
number
6 or 8.
Yeah, like, one thing, a Brooklyn Nets game goes from being 2.5 hours or 3 hours to 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
not for wow. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, so much time has been saved by this rule. And number two, I've seen Trae Young get in trouble with it as well. Like, the rule of, you know, pushing down the court, running in front of the big and stopping, getting knocked over.
They're not calling it now.
They're not looking for that anymore. Right. I love that. That's game stoppage. I mean, like, they should really just call the timeout, hey, delay a game or whatever, and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the rule.
Gotcha.
It's awesome.
Gotcha.
Like, now, am I going to call it if I'm playing pickup? Absolutely.
Yeah, I need that.
Foul, check up.
Man, like, if you don't call that
reset.
For me, Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that. I'm kind of indifferent. I do think it was a good move to get rid of the, like you said, when the guards are pushing and they kind of fall from the bigs. I don't like that. In certain instances, I can see when, you know, players are getting really aggressive and you're trying to get them off you. So they kind of get into that. So I'm a little indifferent on that. But I do, at first I wasn't really believing that it affected the players the way that it, you know, it's looking. But yeah, Harden looks affected. Like, he doesn't seem like he can really get to it the way he wants to. It's almost if he knows he's not going to be able to get those foul calls and, you know, score the basketball the way that he was. Like, I'm pretty sure he's averaging, what, 23, 24 points?
Which is still pretty good in the
still
league.
Still great. You know, still like, great.
Awesome.
But, you know, we looking for Harden to have that 30, 40 ball every other night. And you know what I'm saying? I know that's hard with KD as well, but I do think the rule is starting to get to him a little bit, bro. I think he's starting to adjust finally, but that's been like, it's been a road already. You can tell, like, he's been kind of struggling with it. They tried to patch my guy up, man. Long story short.
Hey, that's fine. That's great because great scorers can adapt. Look at KD and look at Steph.
Yeah.
You know, like, for the older people, what Jay's mentioning is in video games, when they come out with a new update or they need to fix something that's kind of glitchy, it's a patch.
Word.
So, mom, dad, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Because I know y'all will be the ones that'll be kind of like, what is he talking about? Patch the guy up. Just put the patch on. No. That's what he means. So, but yeah, no, I love it. And to reiterate, like, if Trae Young comes off a screen and he snakes it and the big runs him over, that's a foul.
Gotcha.
But if he's in transition and he's like, oh, there's 2 minutes left, let me try to get some free throws because we're down or whatever, and I run in front of Porzingis and he runs me over, no, you did that to yourself.
Play like, on, for sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
Play on foul, 100%. Or play on play. But yeah, I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
You're kind of indifferent. Lainey, what do you think?
I mean, I agree with the rule change. I think it's needed to happen.
Yeah.
But
it's been a long time.
I think there's also a lot of other rules that need to change in a lot of other sports, too. But that's just my opinion. So, yeah, no, I agree with you, though.
I got so tired of watching Harden do that when the Western Conference Finals, when he was in Houston. Oh, my God.
My guy's free throws, man.
No, he doesn't
need to see what Harden's averaging, actually.
He doesn't need 20 free throws. But so what he's averaging, get him his free throws, is shooting with a new ball. They've gone from Spalding to Wilson.
Yeah.
I hadn't had a chance to...
I haven't either.
Like, shoot with a new Wilson ball.
Yeah.
They're like $200. I'm not paying two... Or $250. I'm not paying $250.
Mm-mm. I'm not like, doing
that. I'm staying with the Spalding ball.
No, me too.
I think, you know, a lot of times... Obviously, you've got your outliers. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are having no problem shooting the basketball.
No problem with the rule change. No problem. New basketball, new teams, old team. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They all shoot the same. They hoop. They show up to get their work done and go back home.
Like, word.
You know, Steph is unreal, arguably the best shooter to ever play the game.
Yep.
I think if your form is there consistently, you know, the feel of the ball has a little bit of a role in it, but most of the time, like you can go play with a park ball outside and bring the park ball in. You might be like, man, this thing shoots like, you know, it feels like a park ball.
Yeah.
Or you can play with a Wilson Evolution, brand new out the box, probably one of the best balls that, you know, you can use without having to break it in.
Yeah.
But the NBA ball, when y'all started, you hated it.
I did.
But you got it out, got a little dirty. We played on a very dusty, dirty court, so it was able to pick up, and you were able to kind of beat the leather in a little bit new.
Yeah.
And now,
that's my favorite basketball.
Exactly.
For sure.
So, it is. And it may be one of those things where the Wilson ball takes a little bit of a time to break in. Put it through the gun a couple of times, you know, a couple hundred times. Let it get real rough and messed up. I mean, Earl Boykins, who he was a assistant coach here at the U of A, said every time they got a new shipment of basketballs in, he'd take them outside and dribble them.
That's smart, man.
And beat them up,
yeah.
You know, because that's what they were used to.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the game balls are old practice balls that come from the facility.
Yeah.
So, I definitely think Spalding was a better basketball. I like the way it looked. But nonetheless, I mean, like, anytime we would go to FAC, there's no telling what kind of ball we're going to play with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they give you anything to hoop with. As long as it's round,
exactly.
Get the hooping.
All the leather could be missing. It could be all the gray pieces of glue and stuff, and you shoot with it. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah.
So, in my mind, I always say, a basketball is round, it shoots the same. Yep. There is a little texture difference, but in a game, you really shouldn't think about that.
That's true.
Catch and shoot, like, yeah. We always had the problem where when we, like, we're going to play South Carolina this weekend. All right, now we got to air up all the Under Armour balls. We got to practice with Under Armour, make sure these guys are used to it. We go to Auburn. Oh, we got to play with Wilson balls. Oh, we go somewhere else. We got to play with Adidas, which Adidas probably the worst ball.
Really?
I think that, yeah.
Yeah.
Adidas balls are awful. They are awful, I will say. Like, something about them, if you air them up too much, they'll break your fingers. Like, if you air them up to the right amount, they're so stiff.
Mm.
They will break your fingers. Like,
that's wild.
Like, you better catch it, like, open palm catch it.
Yeah.
But it never affected our guys' shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It may dribble, may bounce different, may hurt you. But, you know, NBA had that problem several years ago. Like, in 07, 08, they made a ball that all the players hated.
Oh, and really? I didn't know that.
You have to look it up. I saw it on a TikTok, I think. There's some crazy things you can see on TikTok.
Yeah. I'll look it up, but on a side note, James Harden is averaging 20.6 points, 7.9 rebounds, and 9.5 assists a game, and that's second in the league, the assist part is. So.
Well,
that's
true. He's getting off it more.
Yeah.
He's probably passing it to KD, which of the superstars is kind of mid. In my opinion.
No, it is.
Scoring, he's 24th right now per game. Wow. So. And then in rebounds, he's 37th. And in assists, he's second.
That's that. Hey.
Wow.
They tried to patch my guy up. He's fighting back, though. He's fighting back. He's not changing his build. I like it. He'll get, before the season ends, he'll be averaging 25.
He'll figure out a new glitch.
25, 26. Mm-hmm. You feel me? He'll figure something out.
Yeah. Sure. So, hey, let's talk about this real quick. Obviously, KD and Harden are, you know, kind of going through it with the Nets.
Yeah.
I don't want to say going through it, but do you think they're missing Kyrie at all? I don't know where Kyrie's at. Mm. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's smoking. I don't know what he's like.
Yeah.
He's on some different time, and that's fine and dandy, but.
He'll be back, though.
He will, but I'm going to be real honest with you, and y'all can flame me if it goes viral. Hey, that's great for us. Cut that man, Kyrie.
For real? Yes. Get rid of him?
Yes. Think about it. You're a billionaire. If you're a billionaire and you agree to pay me $30 million a year, I don't know what Kyrie's contract stipulations are, but he's a superstar. He's worth superstar money. He's arguably one of the most skilled players of all time.
Yep.
Arguably. But he has not played in how many months?
It's been a while.
Since the playoffs last year, pretty much.
Yeah.
He didn't show up to camp, or maybe he did, but then he left. I mean, he's going around. He's discovering himself. That's great, fine, and dandy. Awesome, cool. But I'm not going to continue to pay you $30 million a year. And they may kind of be getting away with it because since he's not playing, he may not be getting paid.
Right.
But, like, at a certain point, does it really even matter that he's on your team anymore?
Good question. Yes and no. Yeah, because you want there's a hope factor there that, mm-hmm. that Kyrie returns. You can't neglect that. Like, it's always best to remain hopeful in certain situations. We mm-hmm. know that. So, yeah. But then on the flip side of that, the NBA is a business. So, to your point, it's like, bro, you got to, like, what's up?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, but, you know, that's me looking at it from both perspectives. Me, personally, if I just had to, y'all know my thoughts, man. I just want them to come back and just try to get to it.
Yeah.
Your question initially was, are they missing them? Not in regular games. Big games, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they clamp, they Harden's partially patched. KD will give you the 30, but since Harden is partially patched, they don't have another option.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go through LaMarcus Aldridge, who shoots it and tries to get the putback, and
throw it and go get it.
You feel me? And sometimes that works.
Yeah.
But other times it's like, no, like that's not sustainable.
That works for Buddy at the gym that plays with his wife.
You
yeah.
can throw it off, hey, get it back, and lay it up. I had 14 tonight and 8 boards. Yeah, you threw it up. You was grabbing your own rebound, putting ain't nothing wrong with it, but that's what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what LaMarcus Aldridge, he's kind of scoring off the pick and roll. KD throwing some dimes when I watched him play Chicago. But again, nothing sustainable. The only sustainable person, consistent person on the team right now to me is KD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what you're going to get with KD. You know he's going to be super efficient. You know that he's looking to pass when that pass is available. Like, you know what you're going to get. Harden, he's fighting off the patch. Give him some time. So, that third option there that you could use to kind of, It's just little stuff like being able to stretch the floor a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like people not being able to help as aggressively as they are now. Mm-hmm. Like, you can easily help and live with somebody shooting. Like, that brown guy, you can easily live with him shooting in the corner. He might make that mug, but it's like, as a coach, I'm thinking, that's the one we live with, though.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kyrie on the floor.
Yeah, or the other dude.
Or the other dude.
Joe
Harris?
Harris.
We'll live at this point. He's supposed to be a sniper. Joe Harris don't be sniping like that. Like, no, Joe Harris don't be sniping, though. Like,
he lagging.
What? Every night, though, it's like, nah, we'll live, though. We'll live with Joe Harris, too.
So Brown and Harris, we can help
living.
Off of.
Yeah, yeah, we living. You going to dump it down to LaMarcus? Okay, in some cases, we'll take the two.
Yeah.
The NBA is a three-point game now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that, too. Marcus might smoke that. Right here.
And so, go get it.
You know what I mean? So it's like, dang, bro. Who else do we have that can kind of come in here and really compete at a high level and just help us in ways that's not even on the, you know,
stat sheet?
But just like little things, like you're not gonna be able to help off Kyrie like that. You might,
yeah.
Well, you cook, you fry, you burn, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what they're missing to me. That's what they're missing to me because I watched them play the Bulls. The Bulls pretty much the king of New York right now. You know, they beat the Knicks and they beat the Nets back to back.
So they own New York.
That's what they saying. That's why I put in my application. Remember, guys, if you are worried. The application is still pending, so don't think I'm giving up on the Clippers yet. But, again, next episode, I'm probably gone. However, they own New York right now, bro.
Yeah.
And it came down to the wire. Mm-hmm. Of course, they tried to play through KD. KD made some tough shots.
As expected, yeah.
As expected. Harden was doing his thing, but that's it. That's it, bro. And, you know, you got Paul Millsap on the floor, who at this point is a defensive liability.
Yep.
LaMarcus Aldridge, again, although he may score some, defensive liability.
Yeah.
So you need that firepower to kind of fight back in certain instances against the Bulls, against New York.
Yeah.
Against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Like them big teams. Yeah, they need them, bro. They need
so them. Come playoff time, he better have a jersey on.
I hope so. Remember, I'm just trying to remain hopeful because I that's with Kyrie. That's my guy. Like, you know, so I would like to see him really get down, bro.
Yeah.
Really
get down. He's probably the only guy that, from a training standpoint, like Jay and I, we train together, but we also have been training other kids to an extent, not as much now, but when we were, like, we were really breaking down film of different guys. What does somebody do really well?
Yeah.
Kyrie's never been the guy that we could really just be like, okay, how is he doing that?
Like, yeah, yeah.
We can break the footwork down, but there's so many things, like, he might step and lead with his shoulder and turn his head, but the way he, like, the dribble length, the length of his dribble might do, so, like, he gets so many places with one dribble.
Right.
It's very hard to crack. He's the one guy, like, if you learn how to dribble like him, nobody will be able to guard you.
You got it.
Ever.
For sure.
Like, you could probably get to the league off of that.
Alone.
You know, obviously providing you're 5'9 and above.
You know, and you can make free throws and occasional floater.
Yeah.
And hold a little defense. But what we're saying is that's a good starting point.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're far ahead of the competition.
For sure, bro. That was a great point, though. Because he does so much that you can't really, like, imitate like that.
No, you can't. You can't dribble like him. You just can't do it. I mean,
that stuff is tough.
It's hard.
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
My first question. Do you think the reason they've kept him is because if they do cut him, somebody else will pick him up and they're worried about not having him on their roster just because they don't want somebody else to have him?
Potentially. But I mean, at the same time, he's shown me enough to know, like, as an owner, I don't want that guy.
Yeah.
You know, if the Nets cut him tomorrow, I'm going to say, no, I'm good. Like, I'm going to rock with who I got. Like, there's plenty of other people. They can't replace Kyrie. They can't ever be Kyrie.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather, sort of like we talked about with the Lakers, I'd much rather have a role player to play off of another superstar and know that that guy's going to show up and put his jersey on and tie his shoes every night.
Yeah, that's real too.
And I'm not paying this dude, you know, however many millions of dollars he makes a year for him to just go on and fund his own, like, self-finding trip. Like, that's fine. That's cool. Retire from basketball first.
Damn, don't say that, Clay. That's going to hurt me,
though. Or
Kyrie, don't
get
retire.
Cut.
You ain't got to listen to Clay.
I mean, you don't have to retire, but, like,
damn.
look at what Mike did. Mike wanted to play baseball. So what'd he do? He retired.
Left. Yeah, he left.
He left. He went. He couldn't hit a fastball.
Okay, but you're also comparing Michael Jordan to Kyrie Irving.
I like it, though.
And Michael knew that he could come back and do whatever he wanted to do in the league whenever he wanted to do it.
And Kyrie can, too, though.
Ooh.
Kyrie can't win three in a row.
Nah, he can't. You're right.
He can't win three in a row.
It's kind of hurting me. I'm going to be honest. This, damn.
I'm not trying to break you down. My bad.
I'm breaking down, bro.
My bad. But, like,
Kyrie retiring,
Kyrie could come back tomorrow, providing he's in shape, and give anybody 30. 100%. He could do that. Mike did the same thing.
Yeah.
Mike had a great team. Kyrie has a great team.
Yeah.
Go retire. Find yourself. Get on whatever, like, smoke your little incense or whatever you want to do. Then come
That's
back.
Wild.
He ain't then, smoking incense.
Whatever.
Like.
You know, he's on some weird stuff. I'm all
oh,
for
it. Oh, I know, Kyrie.
Like,
I am a big fan of Kyrie as well. And honestly, hearing you tell Jeremy and myself that he just needs to retire is kind of mind-blowing to me. And also hearing you say that the Nets just need to drop him, that's crazy to me. But
what does he do, though? I mean, think about it this way. Josh Gordon can't stop smoking weed, man.
Yep.
He can't stop smoking weed, so what do? The NFL suspends him. He gets cut. He was a great receiver.
Yeah.
He had, like, when somebody put him out on an island, it's like, okay, he might have a chance to get open. Like, I might throw it to this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've survived without him. He's been in and out of the league for, like, 8 years.
It's the weed.
But he can't stay off the weed. It's the same. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same thing. It's different. Everybody in the comments, whatever you want to say. But like, either you need to suspend him, and get yourself out of a payment predicament, unless they're not paying. If not, then yeah, let him ride. Let him stay on the team. If he's missing out on $30 million because he's not paying, great.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. You're still on the roster. Cool. Come back anytime. As long as I don't have to pay you. But if you're having to pay this guy or do something.
Hey, Clay ain't trying to pay him.
No, I ain't trying to pay. I mean, would you pay me if I was going to do something for you and never did it?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. You would be like,
for sure.
You'd be like, hey, yo, what's up? Like,
yeah, I would.
Why are you why are you not showing up? Oh, well, I'm trying to find myself. I want to be.
That's a good point.
If Kyrie wants to be a spearhead for the culture, I love it.
Yeah.
But what was her name, Lainey, that retired from WNBA?
Maya Moore.
Maya Moore. Be like Maya Moore.
That's
she
a good
retired.
Point, though.
She retired and went, and she's the face of, you know, civil injustice on certain different things. But she pursued something and made a commitment to something else after her, you know, flame to play basketball was out.
I think the issue, though, is that he feels he shouldn't have to retire based off the way things are. And have been presented. So he's kind of, it's not that he's not willing to retire. It's that he's almost trying to figure out a way to make it all work with the people, with himself, with the NBA.
Yeah.
So it's that gray area that he's kind of stuck in. So until they come up with like a definite answer, I guess, on what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, bro, we're not changing the rule, retire. Then I feel like he'll do it. I feel like they not really. That's not fair for me to say. I don't know. I feel, though, as if it's like, it's a lot of speculation still, even on the NBA side. Like, all right, bro, we might can change it, so don't retire just yet. Like, let's see what we can figure out. Maybe that's the talk he's having with his manager, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we might be able to figure it out, bro, so don't yet. And I feel like that's what's driving everybody crazy, because nobody knows, like, where they stand with it.
Right, and change doesn't happen overnight in the NBA unless
you feel me?
Unless you're Bron.
Unless you're Bron, for sure, yeah.
I mean, he was placed in health and safety protocol, supposed to be out 10 days, and he gave, like, oh, 3 negative tests. Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you're good,
come on
bro.
Back.
Yeah, yeah, we finna go watch Bronny.
Yeah, exactly.
On ESPN, too.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. Like,
you ain't paying him, no, Clay, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not paying him. I'm not paying him, because he doesn't deserve $30 million based on his, like, the NBA is very, very much based on your performance. View it as commission. You get sales. You put butts in seats.
Yeah.
You sell tickets. You deliver an atmosphere. You score points. You do accolades. Everything that you signed up to do, you're not doing. I can't pay you commission on that.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like car salesmen. Most car salesmen operate on commission only because they can make a lot more money doing that.
That's true.
But
that's
if I suck at selling cars, yeah, I'm gonna take the salary.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna get paid like 30-40K a year that I know I'm solid on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I can't make the numbers, they gotta fire me.
Yeah.
So Kyrie not making numbers, does he need to be fired? Some could argue yes.
Yeah.
Some could argue no.
Yeah. Some have argued yes, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. What was your second question, Lainey? You had a second question.
My second question was, so since you're saying that Kyrie needs to be cut, how do you feel about the Golden State Warriors making Klay play for the G League to get back into things?
I love it.
I like that too, though.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that too. Just so he can get his legs under him.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what that movement is like.
Get back to some level of basketball. I mean, obviously that game will be very slow for him. You know, because mentally, you know, just get mental reps. I love that he went down. I mean, honestly, I hate he had to go to the G League because of his injuries. I mean, but the guy hadn't played basketball in
2 years, right?
2 years. But that's something he couldn't control.
That's true. That's true.
Kyrie is just missing. Like, nobody
he can control that, huh?
Yeah, he can control where he's at. Unless somebody's got him held hostage or whatever, or telling him to do all this stuff.
Well, and just to be fair, we don't know what Kyrie's going through.
No, we don't know.
We didn't know what Chadwick Boseman was going through with his cancer, and we didn't know Virgil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't know what they were going through, and there may be some reasons that he's really not with the team. So we don't know what he's going through. So we just need to keep that a level head too.
So Kyrie, if you're going through some stuff, man, I hope you get through it.
Yeah.
But if you're just, you know, saying screw my teammates because I need to go do this, then I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Fair enough. I hope you don't retire, though, bro. That's going to hurt.
Well, hey, it's going to hurt. You know how many people are going to turn from haters to lovers when Bron's like, all right, I'm done?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Every time.
A lot of people, man.
That's another thing I think of is, like, in our lifetime, we're going to see LeBron retire. We're, you know, we saw Kobe retire. We're going to see all of these greats that have been, like, what we've watched our whole childhood be done playing basketball and, like, live a life after basketball. That's crazy to think about,
too. D-Rose.
That's tough, bro.
Steph Curry. Damn. Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
James Harden.
Man, when KD retire, I'm going to be so sad, bro.
James Harden. Kyrie at some point. I mean, you know, guys just got to be fully transparent.
Man, yeah, we getting old, man.
You know.
That's tough.
Who else? Luka. Dame.
Luka.
Luka. Yeah, Luka's a little younger, though.
Yeah.
DeMar. DeMar's PG. Kawhi. Mm. You know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of. It's going to be a very big culture shock to the, I don't want to say older generation because we're not like old.
Yeah.
But like we grew with these people.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like I didn't really understand a lot when Nash retired. It's like, okay, yeah, Nash retired. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. I couldn't appreciate the sport.
Right.
Very much, as much as I can now.
Right.
Especially, you know, with us being able to kind of be in the background of certain things, you know, being able to see what all goes into a practice, put together a workout for a D1, you know, athlete,
right?
You know, several D1 athletes. Shout out to everybody that trained with us last year. But, you know, when these people retire, it is going to be like, man, what do we do?
Yeah, it's going to suck for sure. But they say the league is in good hands with Ja Morant and Trae Young.
Ja, Trae, Luka,
Jaylen Brown,
Jason Tatum.
Tatum, you know, so. We'll see.
It'll be a lot more even. The league will be more even.
That's true.
When
speaking
these guys
of,
retire.
That's a great point. I wanted to kind of pick your brain on this. It's starting to look like the East is outperforming the West overall. Mm-hmm. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I think we kind of talked about it one of our last live episodes. We talked about how much more talent is migrating to the East.
Yeah.
We kind of looked at it and said the West is still the powerhouse, but the East is, they're going to grow. Like there's potential there.
Yeah.
And I think we're kind of seeing that point come to truth, fruition, whatever you want to say. But, you know, Jason Tatum, the Nets, Ja, the Grizzlies, they just beat somebody by 73, right?
They beat OKC.
OKC by 73. I mean, you know, I'm all for it. I saw a picture the other day on Facebook, which is kind of weird. The fact that you're wanting to talk about the East, it was about the West. It said throwback to when the top 8 seeds in the West won 50 games. Everybody in the playoffs had won 50-plus games.
And that's tough.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. When? What year?
I don't remember when it was. I had to find the post on Facebook. I think I liked it.
But yeah. That's crazy.
50 games, dude.
Woo-wee. Super competitive on that side.
Man, and the Lakers were number one. Go figure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't know. But, sheesh. Yeah, to your point, I think everybody's becoming, like, you can't all go to the West. The West teams can't pay you. Like, no, Bron's over there. D-Book's over there. Mm-hmm. CP's over there. Dame's over there. CJ's over there.
Paul George is over
Paul
there.
George, thanks. Paul George and Kawhi is over there. Sorry, yeah. My bad. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
It's all good.
Paul George is over there.
Yeah.
Kawhi is over there. Luka's over there. Porzingis is over there.
Yep.
Like, those guys are solidified.
Mm-hmm. They like, are, though.
They're going to get a contract renewal, and whether you like it or not, if you're on the team, they're going to them first.
Yeah.
Like, Dame, what's up? Here's $100 million for 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bron, what you need? Who you need? We got you. Tell me what you want.
Yeah, what you need and who you need.
Yeah, Luka. Who do you want to pass the ball more or not? Like, we can cut some people or bring more people in.
That's really how that works.
Like, but the East has always been like, oh, man, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out who's going to go number one.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. But now these picks are starting to pay off. They're growing.
Yep.
So I think basketball is going to be – it's going to be hard to win 50 games in the league now. I mean, it's already hard to win a game in basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about how cerebral the game is, it's you know, right under football.
Yeah.
Football is very hard to win a game. But basketball-wise,
getting tough, man.
It's tough, man. Like, if you got to play Ja every night and he's got 5 years under his belt with Jaren Jackson and other role players, if you know, assuming they keep those people together, I mean, you could look at potentially any team in the East becoming the Suns.
Yeah.
You know, a
yeah.
very young core. Got
That's
D-Book.
True. That's a great point.
Ayton, Cam Johnson.
They look good, too.
Buddy that played at Villanova. Mikal Bridges.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, developing a young core.
Yeah.
Like, the East is starting to do that, and these guys are starting to grow. I think you start to see it more in Boston. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're all kind of filling into their role, understanding what it takes,
mm-hmm.
understanding how to win, and doing it at a high level. I mean, the Grizzlies in the East, they'll be behind them. You know, Ja's a very explosive athlete.
Yep.
When you get a guy like that and he can share the ball, he's almost like a more dynamic Russ.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He can kind of shoot.
Yep.
You got to develop a jump shot, a little bit more of one, consistent.
Yeah.
But I think we both are seeing what we said, you know, back in April come true.
Yep.
The East is not going to be the king, but like.
They right there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I like us talking about it, the West is getting older.
That's true, bro.
Isn't that sad?
It is. It is. But yeah, they are. They are, for sure.
Maybe it's a cycle. Maybe the East was old when Michael and them won. They won six, and then they retired or, you know, left, and everybody kind of dispersed. And then the West started to kind of grow a little bit. Kobe and Shaq, you see. Different things. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. No, there's a change for sure. There's a lot of teams on the East, like I said earlier, that I don't know, that I feel can really, really take it there with the teams on the West.
Obviously Milwaukee. We forgot.
You feel me? We sleeping on the Bucks.
Really? And they just won.
We ain't talked about the Bucks yet.
No,
they just kind of coasting, staying right around. Giannis still dropping 30, 40 here, right?
Yep. They're behaving like actual Bucks do. You know, hunters can't ever get a buck because
you feel
me? they hide in the dark and just kind of cruise.
That's tough, right there, boy.
They get away. They don't want to get taken down.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So, yeah, man, I think the NBA is in good hands, though, just overall, even right now. It's looking a lot more competitive than it has in a long time. So I'm excited, bro. I'm excited. I talk about it all the time. But then, you know, I wanted to end with your thoughts on the Suns and the Warriors. We've kind of already briefly, you know, talked about them. But both teams are tied for the best record in the league. I didn't see the Warriors being this great.
I didn't either.
I will admit that. Hey, I'm a guy who admits when he's wrong, man. I didn't see the Bulls being tough. Didn't see the Warriors being tough. I knew they would make the playoffs. Nowhere in my mind did I think they would be a number one seed now.
And only lost three games
so far. Come on, bro. Like, that's crazy. I mean, even the Suns, I knew that they would kind of, you know, do a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think they would
right.
go crazy.
It's easier when you return people.
It is, though.
The Warriors hadn't really returned a lot. I mean, look at what Gary Payton II has done.
Yeah.
He's done amazing. Obviously, Steph Curry.
Man,
Jordan Poole has developed into a role.
Yep.
What's the other dude's name? I think he's like Spaniard or
who?
Maybe he's not Spaniard or like Spanish or what. Sorry if I'm butchering that. What's his name? He's kind of like how Barbosa was. You know, Leandro Barbosa?
Oh.
He kind of like guards somebody and maybe shoot a couple of times. Toscano Anderson. Oh. There we go.
Okay.
Juan Toscano Anderson.
Yeah.
Couldn't think, like, he, I feel like he's kind of moving into maybe a Barbosa role.
That's a good point.
Where Barbosa was at the Suns.
Yep.
You
got Gary Payton.
Gary Payton, the glove 2.0.
He got bounced out this world.
Crazy.
Crazy bounce, bro.
Crazy, man. That dude, when we saw him catch it in the post and drop step in the summer league, we were like,
oh, I ain't get that.
Gosh.
That was a great pickup, too.
It was. Very, very solid, very solid pickup. The general manager for the Warriors has done a good job.
They just know how to win and play.
Yeah.
They do.
It's also a lot easier when you got Steph and Draymond, too. Like,
that's true.
You know, you got some vets there, and Jackie Moon's coming back from the G League. So. Yep.
I do think they're going to have a slight fall off. Not nothing crazy, but I think it's going to be a little, I think it's going to be a little weird trying to find that transition to get Klay the touches that he's looking for when he's back. But, yeah, they should finish top three in the West at this point, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, just put Klay in with the second unit. Like, let him come off the bench.
That's a good point, too.
Let him come off the bench, and then when you want to put him with the first unit, hey, stand in the corner. Yeah. Shoot it when you catch it. You know, I mean, you got Steph and Draymond. They're going to throw you the ball.
Yeah.
You know, once you get reps, like, just develop into that role of, like, all right, you're a little older. You've gone through two injuries. We want you to remain aggressive, but catch as soon as you touch it. If you can see the rim, shoot it.
Yeah. Like, yep.
Because then Weissman, when he comes back, now we've got a big we can dump it down into.
Yep.
Now Jordan Poole and them can get active. Like, they don't have to create as much because when they create, they got to worry about Klay. They got to worry about another shooter. Kind of like how we say with
Kyrie.
Kyrie and the Nets, they can't stretch the floor.
Right.
The Warriors can because they got Steph. They got Jordan Poole. They got oh my gosh. I can't remember buddy's name. Anyway, beside the point. But when you add Klay out there, it's like, okay, now our two or three role player guys, y'all can really get to it if you want
Man.
To.
Man.
Like,
and I think they will. I think they will. They're gonna hit another stride, bro.
Yeah, it'll be great to see. It'll be up there with Kobe retiring when I get to see Klay back on the floor. You know, it won't be as, you know, paramount as Kobe retiring, you know, given the situation, but like seeing Klay Thompson back on the floor is great for basketball.
It's going to be exciting, bro. Yeah.
It's going to be one of the better things that can happen to basketball.
I agree.
And then obviously we got college hoops, which we'll talk about that more in depth next time. You know, obviously if you guys want anything, comment. You know, we're not live. We wanted to do more recording stuff because we can record them, knock them out, get them edited and posted so that you guys can watch them. Going live, he's busy. I'm busy.
We've been busy.
I don't know if you've kept up. Obviously, I took a new job. I'm here, but you're traveling a lot, and you're doing awesome things for Bleacher Report.
Appreciate that, bro.
And obviously, Never Fold is doing good.
Yeah, man.
And just different things. Fandemonium is awesome.
Appreciate that. Shout out to Jalen.
If you guys haven't seen Fandemonium and you've come across the pod show before you've come across Jeremy's channel, please go check that out. Are you guys gonna? I gotta ask a question. Are you guys gonna do any basketball games?
We are. We're transitioning now. We might try to make one more game to end the season off.
One more football game?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool, Army Navy's next week, but nobody's going to watch that game.
So they won't. But one more, and then we're transitioning to basketball. Probably college somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to make that work.
Anything, any specific games on your
I for
your
sure want to do Arkansas and Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
For sure. I think that's in February, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got some time. For sure want to do that one, though. But, yeah. I don't know, man. I haven't looked into it too much, but.
You guys going to try to do a Duke UNC, maybe?
Ooh, that would be crazy. The only thing, the basketball tickets are a little tougher to get than football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First 100,000 people versus 20,000.
Like, it's a little tough, man.
Yeah.
You know? But we're going to try to make it work, though. We're going to try to make it work. So, we'll see how that goes.
Are you guys going to do any, like, when you say last game, are you going to do, like, some of the championship games?
I would like to do the championship game.
If you could. Yeah, that'd
be
awesome.
If I could, that'll kind of
championship game.
Cherry on top right there, you know?
Icing on the cake. Right?
Yep. I would like to do that one, bro, but, you know, it just kind of depends on what's available, what we can get tickets to, know, yeah. stuff like that. So
yeah, we're I think the Hogs are headed to Tampa for the Outback Bowl, right, Lane?
Outback Bowl?
Correct. Outback Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Ooh,
that's not
and we're
bad.
Playing Penn State. Penn State's solid.
Yeah.
They've always been pretty good.
Okay.
They beat the crap out of Auburn this year. So, yeah, and their coach just signed like a 10-year deal worth like, I don't know how many hundreds of millions or something.
Yeah.
But who knows? Hopefully we can win, man. But, yeah, so fandom, y'all stay tuned for another episode of Fandemonium, hopefully here in the next couple of weeks.
Hopefully.
If you're watching and you're the plug for some tickets, just hit him up.
Hey, man. Hey, holla at me. Just holla at us. We'll all go.
Yeah. Hey, I would love to go, but for the sake of him and Jalen, if you guys have tickets, hit him or Jalen up in the DMs, email, you know, Twitter,
whatever,
Facebook.
I check it all.
He does.
I do.
So, yeah, with that being said, a great show. Great first show back.
Man, I'm excited, bro.
Clap it up.
Feels good, man. Feels good.
It does
Wrote
feel
down
good.
My notes and all that. I was so excited to talk to you guys and talk to Clay about ball.
Yeah,
we talk ball all the time.
All the time.
But we don't get to do it with you guys anymore. But starting today, we back on it for sure.
Yeah, we'll be back on it. Hopefully this will go out tomorrow, Monday, December 6th. So we'll get this uploaded and everything. And y'all, you know, let us know in the comments what you want to talk about.
Yeah. And share your thoughts on some of the topics, especially the Kyrie one. We would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe we can kind of, you know, read some of those on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll definitely read some, put them up on the screen for the next show, the third show.
Right.
But yeah, so we'll see you soon. It probably, you know, Christmas is coming up. We got some cool. I guess your Christmas gift is gonna be really cool.
I got some heat for you too. I already told you one of them, but
yeah, you did. It's okay. I wish I could tell you what yours is, but it's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of it.
That's
so.
What's up.
I'm also really proud. Well, Clay,
it's going down.
It's good.
It's going down. 18th. I might go live or something, so we can see, because I got some stuff for him too. It's going down for sure.
Yeah, should we do a live like Christmas episode where we give gifts online?
Why not? I say we do.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be
it wouldn't be. It's not gonna be on Christmas because obviously we're all gonna be, you know, doing Christmas festivities.
I know I should be out here on like the 23rd. So that's pretty close.
Yeah, that's super close. I'm down to do it then.
Yeah.
You know, so. if Lainey, if we're all available, yeah.
Yeah,
so
let's do that.
We'll set a tentative date for December 23rd, even if it has to be after Christmas, something comes up. Just be on the lookout. It'll be a live gift exchange with also Christmas Day talk.
Hey, because I'm ready for them games on Christmas Day for sure.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
With that being said, everybody, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe, comment down below what you like, share this with somebody.
Please share it.
If they think Kyrie should be fired or cut, you know, share it with them and hear their thoughts. If they think, you know, if you think Jay should stay with the Lakers or the Clippers.
Yeah. Let me know.
Like share it with somebody else and then get their feedback and then tell them what you said and what your friend said in the comments.
Yeah, let me know. Cause I'm about this close to becoming a Bull. I promise this close.
Well, next episode, we got to have that figured out.
Yep. I'm going to let y'all know.
So with that being said, send us home.
GG's, G. Y'all be safe. Love y'all. We out.